The following is a Stick Boy We Talk production.
The following contest scheduled for one fall.
I am the man.
If you're the man, what the rock is talking. Woo! The best there is.
What it is, what it do. Welcome to the One Fall Podcast. Joshua Adamley Arbuthnot with Joel and Mo. Fellas, what a fun week. What a fantastic week, hey?
Has anything happened in the news? I've just been hiding.
Man, so anyone that's listening by now, you know, if you listen to stuff that we put out for Fresh Take this week, you know, we've been talking about COVID-19 and the kind of the effect it's had on the entertainment business, the business, the sports business, just overall life. And we're going to here to mainly focus on wrestling for the most part, because that's what we're here to do. All the major sporting events have been suspended or canceled right now. March Madness, not happening. E3, big video game event. They're canceled. Movie releases, Fast and Furious, Bond, The Quiet Place Part 2. We wait to see what happens with Mulan and some of the Marvel and DC releases. That's all getting changed around. But the one thing is consistent. The XFL is still going, and the WWE is still going.
What's XFL's attendance like anyways?
I don't know. I mean, the ratings have been good. They seem to have found a crowd, you know, a niche crowd in there. But
ratings this week were... Ratings this week, I think it was the first week where in the primetime show on on ESPN drew less than a million, which wasn't very good.
If it comes back this week, it'll be going way up.
Yeah, you would think. It's absolutely strange to. I mean, can you imagine? I can't imagine going to a movie theater right now. Like,
I'm gonna go. I know that's why Quiet Place. That's why I think Mulan is so tentative of what's gonna happen with Mulan right now. And you know, you see that new Black Widow trailer, and you're like, cool, but I don't think it's coming out in May, so cool.
No.
You sit there and you think that the one thing that I'm seeing more and more, and I agree with it, is you see everyone talking about flattening the curve, because there's an old graph that popped up that stuck with me, and now they're kind of using it as the base. When the Spanish flu hit, there were two cities. There was St. Louis and Philly. Philly went ahead and had the parade, and St. Louis canceled all major events. Philly had a spike. St. Louis was able to flatten that curve to where it didn't cause as much grief for their city. And it's the same thing with this. You need to start canceling things. Plan for having a month where there's not a lot of social activity or social events or going to Flames games or going out and about. Because the reality is, while this may not necessarily be the most deadly thing out there, there are people that this can kill, and it is our responsibility as a society to prevent stuff like this from spreading like wildfire, and doing things to prevent others from dying. You can't be selfish in these situations anymore, and with this, the goal is to flatten the curve, and I think canceling all these major sports and just leaving them in limbo is the best thing. And the fact that WrestleMania is still a go-ahead is mind-boggling. Well, it's not mind-bogglingly stupid, because we've seen that Vince digs his heels in, and he has to be the first and only, and he has to stand up and say, look at me, look at me. The reality is, from all indication, it doesn't sound like your talent wants to go. It doesn't sound like you got... You take a break. Get this figured out. Everyone's going to lose money. The more you look at it, and Mo had said it on our group chat, that this is going to be very detrimental to small independent promotions, because they're going to miss out on that Mania week. And this is going to hurt indie wrestlers like OTT. They had a big marquee matchup with Moxley versus David Starr. David Starr gained a lot of notoriety, and he's since been banished from two big promotions in the UK with Progress and the promotion in Germany, because they both have relationships with WWE, and WWE is not a fan of Star. This was still a marquee matchup between the two, and now that whole thing is gone. And rightfully so. The priority shouldn't be, I gotta see my wrestling matches, I've gotta see hockey, I've gotta see this. It's now a point of, let's just all collectively take this sick day and let's all figure out what we're going to do next. Let's try to get better and clear this out to the point where it's not being detrimental to our healthcare system, both in the U.S. and Canada and everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. I mean, Italy, I have a friend in Italy right now, my buddy Fran. He's been, hasn't seen his girlfriend now for 3 weeks, been under quarantine for 3 weeks. His Instagram story has been entertaining as all hell. With his boredom kind of driving him crazy, has been quite entertaining as he's trying to make the best of everything that's happened in Italy. You know, for me personally, I had a trip planned to go see a Raptors-Lakers game and the Jays home opener. So personally, that kind of sucks. But obviously, you know, you come to a grip of having to think about those around you as far as travel and everything goes. The rapidness of this, it's so crazy. I mean, we talked yesterday. I'm not going to get the full deals here. Obviously, the NBA kind of led the charge North American-wise with this, was leaning towards empty arenas, and then obviously everything that happened with Rudy Gobert happened, and that kind of led to the strain of the suspended seasons that we have everywhere. For the full details of that, go to the Fresh Take podcast where we have it there, and now we're kind of in this perpetual limbo where, I mean, up here in Canada, TSN and Sportsnet are just going to be like, I guess we show classics, we show 30 for 30s. They're going to be struggling for programming to figure out what they put on. So that part of it is really, I mean, it's something we've never heard. And I mean, this is like the best time to be a sports fan, right? All, you know, much serious, more matters. I said, as being a sports fan, this is March Madness. We're getting ready for the playoffs. We're getting ready for the Masters. This is the best time to be a sports fan. NFL draft coming up. And now really in the primes that we know that, it's all going to be gone. And yes, for the betterment of us as a society right now, but it's just like one death blow after another of like, wow, this is really serious now because all this has been taken off the table now.
And you know it's serious when Disneyland in Anaheim is closed down.
Yeah.
When the mouse coughs, then you know it's serious.
Yeah.
It is worth it. Go ahead. It is worth noting that, as I was mentioning to you guys also in the group chat, that ROH has an event going on, their 18th anniversary event in Las Vegas tomorrow. It's still going ahead. More tickets were put on sale actually today, now that the setup is done. It's interesting they're going ahead. They did cancel like 1 hour ago their meet and greet that's scheduled before the show. But the professional wrestling by its nature, the very nature of it, if a performer has it, the way it can spread so quickly, more than because you, it's not like you go into a professional wrestling match and you don't touch the face. And it's not
you
like
saw
people
with the Jazz.
You know?
Saw with the and, Jazz.
Yeah, exactly. You saw that with the Jazz. And yeah, you're going to, it's just by the nature of it, it's skin on skin contact. And it is probably as if one performer got it, the ability for it to spread person to person through locker room, multiple man matches and all these different things so quickly is that's frightening beyond belief. So, I mean, just for your performer's safety, forget about that of the audience, just for your performer's safety. Yeah. The fact that ROH is going ahead or the fact that WrestleMania does not want to be taken off the table, to me, is tone deaf. It's just mind-numbing.
Well, an independent contractor thing is one thing I've been kind of mulling this week with all of this. And that's really going to come into a really interesting range if one of your performers gets sick with this on your watch. And Joel and I had talked about this on the phone. Yes, a lot of your wrestlers in your range, the Ricochets, AJs, all them, they're going to be fine. They'll get sick. They will recover and they will move on. But there is a lot of legends and old people in the back. Pat Patterson's normally around there. You're gonna have WrestleMania weekend. Hogan, Flair, Vince. These are people that, you know, maybe they still have strong immune systems to get over it, but you're risking all those legends in the back as well. I mean, Bill Russell talked about this for the NBA today. He said thank you to the NBA because I'm one of those people that could be lost. And I mean, as a basketball fan, I've already lost one legend this year in Kobe Bryant. I don't need to lose another one in Bill Russell, especially to something like this that's so preventable, to spread it around to him.
Well, you look at it, the amount of, there was enough response online where it was like, oh, well, this is just the flu. It's not that big of a deal. We're all overreacting. You know, at this point, I would much rather overreact and cancel a bunch of stuff then potentially be like, ah, I'll be fine. And then in a month later going, ooh, maybe we should have done something.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, here's the thing, Mo. So one of the main stories for professional wrestling is WWE. Yesterday, Pro Wrestling Insider broke the story saying that they were moving it to the Performance Center. Then, before midnight, Josh had sent me and revealed to me that there was a statement from WWE basically saying, no, we haven't canceled SmackDown, it's still full steam ahead, we have plans, but it's still full steam ahead. And then today they revealed that the plan all along and talent was told to go to Orlando. What do you make of this story? Just, I know what I make of this story. What do you make of this?
I don't know what to make of it personally. I don't know. Because, it's interesting. I'd like to hear what you would think of it. Because, to me, I don't understand the need for this subterfuge. This smoke and shadows. Just, this is what's going to happen. This is the reality. Just announce it and move on. You know? Like, what's with all the smoke and mirrors?
I'll give you my two cents, and then I'll turn to you, Josh. My two cents is essentially they didn't like that Pro Wrestling Insider put this story out.
Oh, and you're probably right. They're probably that damned. Oh, anyways.
It's the story got broke. It wasn't them. So they had a little hissy fit last night, fully well knowing what they were doing. It's another example of why I think something like this is going to hurt, is going to tank morale even more for WWE.
By the way, folks, I have some breaking news as far as sports leagues. The English Premiership will continue their games this week.
There's no live crowds for those, though, right?
Doesn't say any, they have been at Liverpool and Man U have been having fans in front of it. And then, you know, this stems from the UK today. I have family that lives in the UK. Both my brother-in-law and my sister are educators. The schools weren't canceled there, and they're kind of doubling down on going forward and being safe, in their opinion, that they're in a good situation, I guess. And, Premiership will go ahead, and it looks like with fans.
And so you're saying your brother and sister got all the brains?
Yeah.
In Denmark, where I was born, it's been for a couple of weeks now. They've already been playing without their soccer games there, without any crowds. So obviously, much smaller league and much less money than the Premier League, Premiership. You know, but they're going ahead right now. 24 hours from now, that could be different. Whatever you hear today can change within 24 hours or less.
Well, and Alberta just broke a news here, and we do the show in Alberta. There has been, effective immediately, all large gatherings of more than 250 people or international events in Alberta are to be canceled.
So Comic Expo is – the Calgary Comic and Entertainment Expo is officially canned.
And this is what I've been saying about WWE and WrestleMania, as well as all these things, is it's going to be taken out of their hands, even if they want to go ahead.
That under the statement mode. Did you see that on their statement? About moving to PC, they more or less said, like, it's more or less been saying, like, we're not going to goddamn cancel it. You're going to make us do it, and then we're going to do our WWE spin and be like, they made us cancel. We would have gone on.
This breaking news, may I ask where you saw it?
CBC.
CBC.
Yeah. CBC Calgary on their Twitter feed.
This is just, I've never seen anything like this. None of us have. We're in unknown territory, so for anybody to make any sort of plans or anything like that is ridiculous. Right now, prepare for the worst, plan for the worst, schedule for the worst, and if something else works out, fine. But I think
we're relatively luckily in Canada right now. We don't have an over bombardment of cases. I mean, in our city currently right now in Calgary, we only have two known cases. Now, there was something at an Eau Claire sports bar that came out this morning, and we'll see the ramifications of that as it goes on. And I'm sure there's other stories of that. But overall in Canada, we're doing okay as far as cases go. But I do love that they're doing something like this right now. It's just because the cases are low doesn't mean that you start thinking smarter.
No, exactly.
So the the ban that you read does not apply to places of worship, grocery stores, airports, or shopping centers. I don't think a lot of people are going to malls right now. The airport would be a very scary place to be at right now.
It is. I dropped my mom off. She's a flight attendant. Ghost town.
Oh, yeah. And places of worship?
Unfortunately, there has been cases that have come out already from people.
My granddad stopped going to church, by the way. Yeah. They're 75 up. My granddad, very, very special person. And it's been very hard to challenge for him to not go to church. But they stopped giving communion about a week or so ago. And they just knew this was kind of the next direct path for them to take.
Well, especially people of that age, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the thing, is it's, you know, if you're 60 or over, you can't take any risks. My father currently is scheduled to April 3rd to head off to overseas to Europe. And as of a few days ago, it seemed like we discussed it. We talked it through. It seemed like, okay, he's got a plan. He knows what he's doing. He knows how he's going to take care of himself. He's in good health. And even 2 days later, it feels like, no, take it off the table. It's everything is changing so quick.
And the reality is you have to be on your toes. Like, you have to be willing to be adaptable and flexible in these situations, because, like you said, you could feel great about going the next couple of days, but you could go to get groceries, and then you come home and go, hey, I'm not feeling that well right now. And then you're in a two-week quarantine, and then everything that you had planned for those 2 weeks are out the window. And God forbid you end up in the hospital. So,
yeah.
Adaptability, and WWE again hasn't shown any adaptability to this. It's been,
did they clinch worst company at the year already for this? Just for this alone? Like, maybe we would have done it for Saudi anyways, but for this decision overall, it's clinched, right?
Yeah. The fact that Mania,
except for the fact ROH is going on,
it may just be the wrestling business this year, to be honest.
It's that carny mindset. I mean, if ROH goes ahead and does their show, that's irresponsible. You're putting guys like Marty, Brody, and so many guys you're putting in risk. And not only are you putting them in risk, but you're putting your crew in risk. You're putting your broadcast crew in risk. Any backstage people, anyone and everyone.
And of course, the audience, which is a bit, I'm guessing, I was joking, you know, I mean, what's the fear? Maybe they don't care because their audience is going to be like 17 people because it's ROH. The truth is that there is no joking about this. I mean, this is, yeah, absolutely. I cannot believe that they're going to go ahead with this tomorrow. I just cannot believe it.
I really hope this podcast is outdated tomorrow and it's revealed that they're not going ahead.
I mean, I thought Tony Khan would be much more proactive for AEW. I'm surprised they're even looking at alternative means. I thought he would, you know, the idea that Tony Khan put out the idea, if you don't want to come to a show and not comfortable, great step forward, but just cancel your shows altogether. Turner will put on a classic movie, and you'll figure things out as you go.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but last night when I was watching AEW Dynamite, I was really uncomfortable actually watching it. The whole time I'm watching it, I could not help to think to myself,
I saw there was an ambulance on it.
You know, there is, all, you know, you have this gathering, and ticket sales weren't good, and I'm sure part of that would have been the coronavirus, so there's also not a particularly strong market for them. But just the fact that even last night that event took place, to me, felt tone deaf. Maybe they felt they couldn't back out in that short notice. But
I mean, they feel that, but the Lakers had a game against the Rockets tonight. It's not happening. The Lakers had a game against the Bucks. Not happening. The Flames had a game tonight. Not happening.
That's how I felt. I watching that last night, I was like, can't believe they're actually going on. Plus, they're advertising these things that are happening in a couple of weeks that now are off, you know, Blood and Guts. Which was so important for the company. I understand why. Mm-hmm. And again, it's possible that what is the name of the stadium? Is it open air stadium that they
perform in New Jersey?
Pardon me?
In Jacksonville for
Fight. In Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah.
The open air stadium in Jacksonville, I believe they must own that, right? So, I mean, wouldn't that be like their PC that they could go in, perform in front of nobody, but they can control the environment and that's where maybe they could put on the show because they feel they need to keep going on television, but I don't even know that you need to keep going on television, nor WWE. If anybody could, you think, find a way to has enough classic programming to be able to allow them to put on some sort of programming and just stop your performers from having to travel. Because as we've mentioned, these airports are, it's a dangerous place. When you look at how this virus is spreading, almost all of it is through travel.
Yeah.
ROH has canceled the show, folks.
They have?
Brian Alvarez. Yeah, Brian Alvarez. ROH has canceled this weekend shows, including the anniversary show.
Well, they had to. Finally. And this is what I was actually saying to you, was that I remember when you guys are like, do you want to talk about this now? And I'm like, well, unfortunately, it feels like things are changing by the minute.
Well, like, Mania could happen today. We don't know. Mania is out of place. Mania is not going to happen for at least another week, because Vince is going to look at it. And look at what baseball, Vince is going to look at baseball, right? Mm-hmm. Where baseball's like, we're postponing the season for 2 weeks. And baseball has this grand idea that 2 weeks, we're going to be good and we're going to have opening day. If they would have just suspended the season, maybe that would change someone like Vince's mind a little bit. But I kind of send the idea that if baseball thinks they can go in 2 weeks, that's around the time Mania could go, like 2 weeks past where the opening day was going to be. Then Vince would be like, well, if baseball is ready to go, then why the hell aren't we going to go? And it's not going to be good in 2 weeks. It's going to be at least 2 months. At minimum.
The reality is, from a pro wrestling, from just a world standpoint, this changes things. This, we are effectively, you know how they always talk about a post 9/11 world? We're now in a post, we'll eventually get to, hopefully, we'll get to a post COVID-19 world. And it's going to be, things are going to be different. I think this is a serious game changer. And I hope I'm wrong and I'm speaking in crazy term and not that big, but I have a snaking feeling that things are going to be different. Things are going to be very different. And this is, like I said to Josh, I think it's almost a good thing that we kind of go through this as a society, as a planet, because I think the next time something kind of pops up, I think more people are going to be more on their toes and not go, oh, it's nothing, we're going to be fine. Because really,
if you look at it, they are handling this. I mean, a decade ago, 2009, hundreds of thousands of people died from the virus. I can't remember the name of it.
H1N1?
Yeah, H1N1. Hundreds of thousands of people died from that. And in 1918, the influenza virus that was a pandemic, 50 million people died worldwide. 50 million. Mm. So if you look at the response of most places, there's a couple of countries that have been slow on the ball, and certainly some leaders, I won't mention a name, but some leaders are maybe a little orange and clueless. But, as a general rule, I do think that there's been progress in how serious people are treating this from what we've seen in the past.
Now they just need to cancel
it. The XFL is going to suspend their season to folks. Yeah.
Pardon me, XFL just closed?
XFL is suspended as well now.
Yeah, it's incredible. And, you know.
That leaves the wrestling organizations then. WWE has recently, sorry, folks, it's just, stuff comes out, guys, sorry to interrupt.
No, this is fascinating.
Statement on WrestleMania 36. While we remain committed to hosting WrestleMania at Raymond James Stadium on Sunday, we are putting contingency plans into place in the event that it is canceled by government officials, civil authorities, or local venues, WWE said. The health and safety of our fans, performers, employees is our top priority. We are monitoring the situation closely with our partners and officials in Tampa Bay. This statement comes after WWE was a subject of discussion at the Hillsborough County, Florida emergency policy meeting today. With the show still a few weeks away, officials opted not to make the decision of now. It was said that if W doesn't take the action to their own hands. So once again, WWE staying committed. This is from Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer, staying committed to WrestleMania right now, but refusing to put it into their hands. They're not going to say that they're going to cancel it. They will make government officials, civil authorities, or local venues take them out. So Raymond James or whoever, they will not go down themselves.
I had mentioned to you guys in the group chat once again that it reminds me of post 9/11 when the WWE held the SmackDown event just a few days later. And now the narrative, because WWE, the winners get to write history, the narrative is how they stood up to the terrorists and they put the show on and it was a release for the country. That's nowhere near what that was for people. There's some people who might have felt that way, but as a large rule, the reaction was, I can't believe you're putting this on. It's money grabbing again. It's a disgusting promotional event that you're continuing. And it was a terrible thing. It was a terrible, terrible thing that they did that. And that's what this reminds me of, is that WWE plans to go through this, and if they do, 5-10 years from now, they'll be controlling that narrative, talking about how they were the ones who stood up for it, and they showed that, you know, that's what they want to do. I mean,
it's like when Owen died. They went on and had the show after and said, well, Taker and Austin wanted to do it. I've never heard Taker and Austin even comment on yes or no. They're probably told, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And then they had Raw the next night as a tribute to Owen. You know, Mark Henry barely being able to talk. Jeff Jarrett, not even in his right mind at that point, should have just canceled the damn Raw.
Yeah.
Same with the Benoit situation, right? Same with Eddie. Yeah. But they don't. This is a very heartless company. And as someone that we talked on the we get emotional about this. When we talked in the year-end show, and I said, like, you know, WWE, I think AEW did great things, but I'm riding back for WWE. It's really hard to support a company that does this. It's really a heartless, bullshit company, man. It really sucks to see this. It's a heartbreaking thing.
It's true. I think I had that break with them, and a heartbreaking thing, and it emotionally was difficult for me, too. I think I had that, unfortunately, a long time ago, because I recognize this company for what it is and the people behind it. And you know.
It's reckless.
It's reckless.
Because for you, you're the last now. You are the last international event left. Disney was there. Disney closed. You are the last thing that will bring international people back into the country of the United States. You're the last thing. People, and you know, you can have the travel ban or whatever. But people will go drive to the UK, fly to the UK, and then take the flight down to Tampa. They will do that regardless of what's going on. People are creatures of habit. They have their event. They want to go to it, right? They want WrestleMania. People will do that, and you're encouraging that right now instead of stumping it in the brakes. You postpone WrestleMania to May, till June. Nothing's changing. You don't need the other bullshit pay-per-views you have in between then. It doesn't matter. We're good.
Well, the other thing is I don't understand. How would you feel? How would you feel if you held WrestleMania and then it came out that a few people there had it, had it, and it spread around and it got into your locker room? How could the guilt you would feel if you're a normal human being? How could it not devastate you? But I don't know.
The XFL
it's just
too,
disgusting.
XFL thing, too, is obviously not a Vince decision. That's an Oliver Luck decision. And that's when the one thing I was happy with the XFL is that Oliver Luck was in charge of it. Because he was making those decisions, not Vince.
Sure about that? Are you sure Vince could not simply, override him?
I don't know. He could be. I don't know. I'm thinking a lot of this has to do with Oliver Luck and an overwhelming more of a committee than against Vince on it. Because, I mean, we're seeing what Vince is doing with the PC and everything like that. When he just sent his wrestlers home right now. In Raw, it's supposed to be Stone Cold Day on Monday. I just don't see the point of it. I don't need to see Stone Cold Steve Austin on TV. I'd rather know Stone Cold is home with his family and safe. I don't need to see Undertaker dragged out the bullshit feud with AJ. I don't give a fuck right now.
No, it does that. It's so not important. Well, you know what? Yeah, put them with their... And you know what? It comes back to when you're talking about all this, the idea that you could sit there and what Joel said about, about them not wanting the news broken by a dirt sheet and that seeming like, you know, a possibility... Just it speaks to this company and how we view them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Here's the thing. So I was fortunate, and Mo, you can speak to being fortunate to going to a WrestleMania. So you just look out into your memories, and you look out looking on that crowd and the massivity, because you were at the one in San Francisco. The one out in New York. And you look at it in the crowd and how many people there were and how packed it was to line into the store, to take the bus down to MetLife Stadium, just the number of people that were stranded in the cold, rain, just none of this now with this virus sounds ideal. Oh, and just the attendance, I swear it's going to look terrible for WWE when you look out in the attendance for me.
But even if they sold, I don't know what they've sold for tickets, but even if they sold, let's just say 80,000, do you think half show up? Less than half?
No.
A lot of those
people
travel.
We're talking
about
3 weeks from now too, right? The number is what? I don't know the number is because I stopped caring. I don't want to know the number anymore. Last time I checked was like 120. It'll be at least 200 by that point for sure, right?
Mm-hmm.
in 3 weeks' time.
How many people attend WrestleMania from overseas?
Yeah.
You know, from other countries.
Well, Joel had the story. You had the story about the Chinese couple that you met.
Yeah. Well, they were an English couple that lived in Hong Kong.
Right.
But, they won't be there at Mania this year. Hypothetically, if they were going to go again, they wouldn't be at Mania because they couldn't travel over here.
Well, and the question... Oh, go ahead.
I don't think a lot of... I wouldn't... If I was going to this year's Mania, I'd be like, screw it, I ain't going. I'm not risking anything. It's not worth it. It's pro wrestling. I'll take a loss financially, but I'll keep at least somewhat of my health going. And
my question is, do you hold a WrestleMania in the PC? Can you hold a WrestleMania in the PC?
Undertaker,
or do you just cancel it?
Like,
how important is it?
I postpone it until... I mean, this is kind of a weird, perfect chance for you to test a wrestling off season. In some ways, if you really want WrestleMania to go on, then yes, do it in the PC and then try, then cancel your shows, and then you have a chance to at least try a wrestling off season. But I just think the better choice right now is fine, whatever. Do this SmackDown. I guess it's going to happen. But then I just think just postpone WrestleMania. Again, if it happens in June, no one's going to complain about WrestleMania in June. We're going to be like, okay, cool. WrestleMania's in June. I'll watch it. No one's going to be mad about that.
And if you have to run in an arena and you're not running in a stadium, I don't think anyone's going to fault you and be like, oh, they're running in the arena in Tampa. Oh, they're not running the big stadium. Okay, well, it's still WrestleMania. It's still happening. Just run the show as is. Make do. Be adaptable. Be willing to adapt and grow and realize that it's not going to look like it did last year, but damn it, people will be better off for it. It's really and truly one of those situations.
I just talked to, you know, obviously we Fresh Take do the stuff with Sneaker Expo. That's in May. I had a talk with them right now, and just from their CEO said, we're currently waiting. We haven't financially put too much into it yet, so we're just waiting to see, but we are anticipating the cancellation.
I have some breaking news. CSEC ownership management and staff are sad to announce the passing of our former president and CEO and our current vice chair, Ken King. He was the head of the Calgary Flames.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Is it from COVID or?
I don't know, but
Jesus.
Ken King has passed away.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Well, RIP. And that's unfortunately the second death we had to deal with the three of us in a pod, China, Joni Lauer being the other one.
Yeah.
So it's obviously a hard thing to hit. And yeah, this just gets more and more fantastic.
Yeah. He was a really... He's a really big
personality. Big
personality is, you know, I mean, underneath him, that franchise turned around. So
he fought for that new stadium quite a bit. You know, there was, you know, when the election was here, and I know people out of Calgary aren't going to care, but you know, that election that happened, you know, he was going to back whoever else was against Nahed Neji as a big part of getting the Flames Stadium, and they had jabs within the public of each other, and he was. Really passionate about that, but outside of that, he just, you know, like you said, he just really helped turn around the Flames quite a bit and made them matter. So that's very, very hard to take.
Yeah, he's a significant person here within within this city.
I think this is it for the podcast.
I have a note from the CAA, which is the where I work for. With second level athletics, due to the ongoing developments in the COVID, the Canada Collegiate Association Board are announcing their unanimous decision to cancel the men's and women's national championships. So, one of them was going to be hosted in Nanaimo. I think the other one was in Winnipeg. Obviously Calgary will be hosting it next year and I'll be a part of that. But, the CAA has canceled those national championships. I know a few guys that are the men's team that play for state that are American, so I hope that they get home nice and safe now.
Yeah, I hope so, too. And this is it. As we talk about this, we're not yet at the peak. And unfortunately, the bad news is going to keep coming for a while. So stay strong and take care of yourselves and your loved ones. Absolutely. It's one of the most surreal. It is the most surreal time that I've ever experienced, I believe, in many ways, even more so than post 9/11, as far as just a surreal, because it feels like it's going to go on for so long.
It feels like doomsday. It does, in many circumstances. And I'm trying to stay positive about it. I'm sure we're all trying to stay positive. Mm-hmm. And try not to get too much, you know, overwhelmed by everything with it.
I can hear how tough this, you know, this news
well,
is.
Well, I have a friend that, you know, this is a big opportunity for them to be an official for this, and this is a huge blow for them in their career. Absolutely. As well. So there's bigger things to worry about than that. Totally. Absolutely. But that's really unfortunate. Bigger things to handle. And I mean, again, this is a good for all of us to limit these situations of big groups and social standards. Luckily, you know, if we want to have a chat with each other, we have this great thing called social media. Skype's a great option. Our cell phones are a great option. Wipe down your cell phones. Those things are dirty. We will survive through this. We still can bring in the great content. I thank Mo for giving us this platform to have stuff. Just want to say love you guys.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Josh. And you guys take care of yourselves.
Okay. Should we end there, boys?
I think that's the end. Yeah.
We'll be back, I guess, with WrestleMania take with when we figure out fully what's happening with WrestleMania, I suppose, right?
We'll probably be back in a couple of days. It's evolving and changing.
Yeah.
That it will be back.
Yeah. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening so much. Make sure you check out all the fantastic podcasts at We Talk Podcasts. And until next time, everyone, be safe, wash your hands, cheers, and do your best to enjoy the day, people.
And good night, Ben!